When the Snow Fell, written by Henning Mankell and read by Francis Greenslade. Stories have been told about Yule before now, about him growing up in a little town in the north of Sweden. It's the 1950s, such a long time ago, but it seems very recent even so. He grows up in a house with walls that creak in the very cold winters. It's on the bank of a river with clean, clear water flowing to the sea he has never seen. He lives with his dad, Samuel, a lumberjack who doesn't say much. Samuel used to be a sailor, and still longs to get away from the gloomy forests and return to the sea, but he can never bring himself to move. They live together in that house, Yule Gustafsson and his father, and both of them dream, in their different ways, about Yule's mum, Jenny, who simply vanished one day, packed a suitcase and went away. She is out there somewhere, but she's gone. She's left Yule and his dad to look after each other. Nobody knows where she is. The spruce forests are silent. One night, Yule sees a dog running through the cold winter darkness. Something has woken him up. He sits on a window seat, looks out, and suddenly sees the dog. It's trotting on silent paws, heading for some unknown destination. Yule sees it for a couple of seconds, and then it's gone. Yule can't forget that dog. Where was it heading for? Where had it come from? Where was Yule heading for? He forms a secret society to look for the dog. Or perhaps it's to find out who he himself really is. A secret society in which he is the only member. But the dog never returns. Yule never finds any tracks in the snow. It dawns on him in the end that the dog is heading for a distant, nameless star. A dog on its way to somewhere beyond Orion, heading for a constellation that maybe doesn't even exist, that only exists inside Yule's head.